Noah built the ark during an age of widespread faithlessness. The faithlessness and the wickedness that had descended upon the earth at that time was so great that only Noah and his family, eight souls and all, were saved through water. When Noah built the ark, the Apostle Peter tells us in the New Testament that they laughed at him. Why would you build such a massive ship on dry ground? And they did all of those things that Jesus spoke about. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage. For them, life was in this world, and life was what they made out of it. They had no faith in God. Their faith was entirely in themselves. They had no true love for others that flows from faith in God's love. Rather, they loved and they worshiped themselves. And then suddenly the flood came and they were swept away. As it was in the days of Lot, same thing. Lot, a few of his children, lone survivors there. Not even his wife was spared. But here again, that city was their city. They indulged the appetites of their flesh in any which way they pleased. And no one was going to tell them any different until Noah left Sodom and fire and brimstone fell from heaven. You know, our age is a lot like that age of Noah and that age of Lot. There's widespread faithlessness, isn't there? The church has less and less impact on society and culture as it did perhaps just a generation ago. Things that we as Christians believe are good because of our faith in Christ as Savior and as the Redeemer of His creation, now the world is considering nonsense and is calling into question. And so Jesus' words to us today could not be more timely. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. The danger for us as Christians is that we are so easily caught up in what Jesus spoke against at the beginning of today's gospel, thinking that the kingdom of God is something that we can see with our eyes. It's about having the right government in place, the right people in Congress, the right president. It is about preserving the world order as we want it to be. And while it is true that for us as Christians, we're to serve our neighbor in love and we are to engage in society and culture for the betterment of others, what motivates us is not building the kingdom of God on earth. What matters to us is faith in Christ in the heart that lives in true repentance. It is why Jesus says in the gospel for today, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. It is in your midst. You see, we live in a world today in which what we love and confess as Christians, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and our Savior, we're confessing that faith in a world which doesn't even believe it needs a Savior. Or if there is going to be a Savior, it is man himself. And we've learned that over the last nearly 2 years, haven't we? Job said, words that ought to be self-evident even to those who do not believe in Christ. Man who is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue. And do you, Lord, open your eyes on such a one and bring me to judgment with yourself? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No one. Since his days are determined, the number of his months is with you, O Lord. You have appointed his limits so that he cannot pass. Those words are soberingly true. And even the unbelieving world needs to be shown those words. Who among anyone who is a member of the human race can prevent the effects of old age? The scourge of disease. As wonderful as it is to have a vaccine available, still there are breakthrough cases. Humanity cannot save himself from the inevitable death. And what we have to hold up to a world that is full of unbelief and atheism is that there truly is something more. There truly is. And it is centered in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior, who so loved the world full of sin and sickness and disease and death that he laid down his life for us. And all the evil and the world and the suffering and the sin that we experience in the world, he himself bore for his enemies, not just his friends. It is a love that the gospel proclaims. What the world cannot fathom, we as Christians need to continue to hold up and to confess before the world, because we have come to know there is no other real, lasting source of comfort for us, nor is there hope for us apart from this only begotten Son. As Jesus himself said, he would suffer before entering into his glory. And so we shall suffer before entering into the glory that is prepared for us. But we do so in love and compassion for a world that is dying in its sin and unbelief. During these latter days, don't think that they will necessarily be some fantastic thing that happens. Take the lesson from Jesus' catechesis. People will go on living their lives, marrying and giving in marriage, until the lightning flashes from the east to the west, and the Son of Man comes in his glory. You and I must hold fast to this blessed hope and conviction that there is more to life than what we see around us with our eyes. It is rather to see Jesus, the Son of God, who bore our sin and became our Savior. We look forward for his coming, and we hear with great joy those words of St. Paul in today's epistle. I do not want you to be ignorant concerning those who have fallen asleep in death, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope, which describes the world in which we live. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. There has to be something more, doesn't there, than living for 60, 70, 80 years, and then one ceases to exist. And there is something more. It is the kingdom of God given to Caroline Grace this morning in the waters of holy baptism. It is the kingdom of God that is in your midst. Through the faith and the love that we share together in Christ Jesus. The Lord will ascend, as St. Paul said, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And then this, and thus we shall ever be with the Lord. comfort one another with these words, St. Paul says. They are the only words which can give eternal peace and life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.